Most emerging countries in the third world are apt to carry a bigger share of their trade in their own ships. Developing countries regard a merchant navy as something of a status symbol, the next thing to go for after a national airline. Singapore had expanded their fleet by 6,000% in the last 15 years, India by 400%. The challenge from the third world has always been foreseen by our shipping companies. P&O, for example, while still out to increase the total freight it carries, is planning for a gradual reduction in its percentage share for trade with the new shipping powers of the third world. But P&O has no intention of throwing in the towel. The key tactic behind its strategy of holding on to the richest slice of the trade has been to move up market, to go where the third world cannot fail, into high technology investment. Containers, for example, were an American invention, but it was British ship owners who put up the money to pioneer the international deep sea container service. Containers save time because the loading is done in the factory or warehouse rather than on the dockside, and they are very secure against theft. Except for a code number on the outside, there is no indication of what is inside the box. To cash in on the container revolution, you need a sophisticated system of roads and railways, something that most third world countries do not have. And container ships are expensive, around £50 million each.